rhyme all the time.
Hey, rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the email address if you want to share with the class. And let's get right to it. Let's get to Sideshow Bob, one of the historic ticket P1s.
Tier 1 P1.
Absolutely. He says, Sideshow Bob here. The drop of a PA-confused Ron Maestri extending the North Texas invitation to the New Orleans Bowl all those years ago lives rent-free in my head, maybe more than anything. Now I'm absolutely compelled to replicate that drop when saying literally any comparable word such as complication, accusation, demonstration,
master,
okay, and endless number of other similar words. It started as a fun bit, but over time it's devolved into an illness, and I don't think I'll ever be able to, quote, get off the sick. Sideshow Bob. And this, of course, after UNT clinches the Sun Belt. I was on the field. We rushed the field at Fouts.
Hell yeah.
RIP, and this is Ron Maestri.
Thank you. I'd like to congratulate Coach Dickey and his players on their third consecutive Sun Belt championship. At this time, I'd like to present the invitation.
That's my favorite part.
To the third consecutive North Texas participation in the North Texas, no, the New Orleans Bowl.
I love the guy that's, oh yeah!
Well, that might have been one of my buddies.
It probably was.
We thought he was absolutely hammered.
In the North Tech, no. What year was that?
03, 04, okay. Somewhere in there.
Man, if that would have been this year, that would go ultra viral.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was great.
During TCU's unbeaten season, when they went to the Rose Bowl, I believe the Rose Bowl lady had her own issues. Do we have that, Ham? Okay, because this is very similar. She got Maestri'd.
On behalf of my husband, Pat, and the Boland family, I want to congratulate John Elway, Coach Kubiak, our players, and most importantly, the most incredible fans in the NFL.
This is a different one.
Read that one.
We still
are
good.
So honored to accept the Lamar Hunt Trophy and represent the AFC in Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, this was
so that
was the Broncos.
And that's okay, labeled wrong then.
Yeah. Oh, it's
it says TCU
wrong?
Invitation draw.
Oh no. Man.
Same deal though.
It's PA.
Still funny.
Messing with people. All right, thank you, Sideshow Bob. Let's move on to often emailer Ranch Pizza. He says, something that always lives rent-free, or just something I said to myself, mainly because no one would understand it, is, don't come out here, cat. There's a tennis shoe in my cheek. Love to hear some old fake Grego if it's all good. Love your buns, Ranch Pizza. And this was an 840 bit, I want to say, or maybe this was a hardline bit back in the day when Cat was producing the show and Grego was out sick, and this was well over 20 years ago, but this is an all-timer in ticket history.
Jeff Catlin speaking.
Cat.
Hey, Grego, what's up?
Hey, man, listen. I hate to do this to you. You know, I would never do this to you if it
what's
wasn't
up?
Big time. I can't make it in the show today.
Why not? Are you sick? Are you okay?
Man, I tell you what.
Are you sick?
Well, it's not a matter of sick, man. Cat, quit off the sick, man.
What's it a matter of? Are
well,
you okay?
I can't make it in. I can't make it in.
Have you talked to Reiner?
Unbelievable.
Have you talked to Reiner?
Don't tell Reiner I'm not coming in today.
Well, what do you mean don't tell Reiner?
Tell Reiner, Cat. Listen to me, man.
Grego, he's your partner.
Just please don't tell him.
All right.
I can't come in.
Is everything okay?
I can't come in, Cat.
Well,
I mean,
why not?
The puppy faces have a deck of cards that can't make me fly like I used to.
Are you feeling okay?
They just can't make me fly in the poppy seeds with the pretty butter.
Do you need me to come and check on you, Grego? Are you okay?
Cat, don't come out here.
What do you mean?
Don't come
Well, I want to come and
house.
Check on you. Are you feeling all right?
Cat, listen, call Goldie and tell her to call me immediately. I'm having problems.
Well, all right, Cat. I'll call Goldie and you so call good. Bruce and Rhymes. And,
Cat, there's a big tennis shoe in my cheek.
Grego.
So great.
Are you going to be able to make it?
The very few times I've had to call in sick for work and I have to text Kat, I'm just like, don't tell Rhymes.
I used to get off the sick with my kids when they're not feeling well. I'm asking them if they're going to get off the sick.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
We've been corrupted. All right. Thank you. Let's go on to David. David says, hello, sweet spotters. Does anybody else have trouble hearing the song I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany and not thinking about Giovanni Ribisi's sultry dance from the movie Ted? The other day I was driving, listening to an 80s station. Well, of course, the ticket was on commercial. And that song came on. I laughed the whole way home. Thank you for all you do to your bodies. I vaguely remember this. I had to go look up the clip it happened. But that doesn't take away from an absolute stone-cold 80s classic by Tiffany.
Which is a cover, by the way. The original, also great.
Sounds so 80s to start.
You're in the
out.
Mall. Yeah.
I think Green Day covered this.
They did.
During the Pando, and it was pretty good.
I don't know why, but I remember we did a segment on this song in the top spot about a year ago.
Yeah. This is a guilty pleasure for me. Mm-hmm. This is on radio or just pops up on YouTube. Absolutely.
It's a great one.
It is. Also, the movie Ted.
Maybe a little bit.
Too. All right. Female P1s like to email in, too. This is from Kylie, who's sent us submissions before. She goes, hello, Sweet Spot Boys. During Trifecta a couple weeks ago, Bob started the segment off by saying, let's get down to business. Anytime I hear that phrase, I must finish the line from a Mulan song. Ham, my friend, please cue this. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Bonus fact, did you know that this was a Donny Osmond song?
Huh.
Or Donny Osmond was singing, stay hard, live queef. Kylie G. So, look, we all had
Kylie.
Disney movies we watched as kids. Mulan was not.
It was more of a girl movie. We can
we
say that.
We watched Mulan in school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't remember
this
song, but go ahead and play it there, Ham.
Let's get down to business.
Something I've noticed with the wife who's a music teacher and two daughters who grew up on Disney movies, they can remember lines from those movies, even though I've seen them just as much as them. They remember like the words almost verbatim. Like they can just, as a group, break into a song from damn near any Disney movie.
See, if
that's a female superpower, I think.
If I heard Let's Get Down to Business and say a song, I would say Business by Eminem.
Okay.
From this Eminem show, I think it was on that one. But yes, I'm sure Mulan was a great movie. Just kind of missed us. Not really our demographic, but I get it.
I think it did. All right, that's it for this week. We have plenty more. If you do email in, we will get to it eventually, including you, Jimmy. We appreciate it. And thank you, Kylie. And thanks to all the good P1s. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.